Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
No one hit the Powerball on Saturday. No one hit the Powerball. You guys know what that thing's up to now?
No. Mm-mm.
$900 million.
Dang.
$900 million.
But how much do you actually get?
Let's say you get $400
million. A lousy $400
million. Poor. Yeah, if you get $400 million, you're poor.
That's dang. I didn't even realize it till this morning when I read the AGC.
Do you play?
No, when it's at $900 million, I'll make a stop.
Okay.
Why not? At least it'll be on my to-do list, and then I'll go buy the QT and won't stop. And the Mega Millions is up there, too. It's like $640 million.
You know you can play online now. You don't even have to stop.
That's right.
That's what I do.
That's smart. So play if you want. $900 million. All right, so let's get Lisa on. You guys remember her from Friday, right? She was going to try to put a stop to this ring.
Yeah, so she was on her boyfriend's computer, and his text messages are connected to his Mac. And there was a text message with his mom that popped up, and she saw it, and she saw the word ring, and she saw the word proposal. And, of course, Lisa couldn't help herself, and she had to check out the text message. And there was a picture of his grandmother's ring. And she was like, he's going to propose to me, yay, with his grandmother's ring. Boo. It's a vintage ring that she's just not a fan of.
Boo.
So we took phone calls and we all threw in our two cents. Like, you know, maybe one listener said, maybe mom sent the photo because they're going to take the stone out of it, put it in a new setting. Like, you never know. You can alter rings to make them more personalized to the person you're proposing to. And she didn't know if she should like interject now and say something, wait and have him propose with the ring and then say something afterwards. So we just had to follow up and see, I don't know, one, if she's engaged or if she's not engaged, if she said anything about the ring.
And you gave her the new truth, right? That she had a friend.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I forgot about my new truth. Uh-huh. My advice was make up a friend that got engaged, find like a vintage ring that's somewhat similar, obviously not the same, and show him the picture. Be like, oh, yeah, Sarah got engaged and this is the picture of her ring. And yeah, it's this, you know, she loves it. It's just not really my jam. I'm not big on vintage, and kind of plant that seed that that's not her style. So hopefully he won't propose with that ring.
And I think he would hear that loud and clear.
You would hope.
Or he may not. What? You don't think?
I don't know if he would connect the two.
Because guys are stupid.
Yeah. So let's find out how it went. Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Okay. So you really had a couple of options. You could either lie/create a new truth, like Kristen says. You could either try to do something about this beforehand or let the engagement happen with the ring and then deal with it later. So what did you end up doing?
So what I did is I took those advice. I was talking to my boyfriend and I showed him this picture that I looked up. I said that a friend from work, she just gotten engaged, and I really wasn't a fan of her ring. It was a vintage ring that had been passed down in the family. And I was like, yeah, it just is not my style. And he was like, oh, and he got really, really quiet. And I was like, huh, what's up? And he was like, yeah, well, I think it's beautiful. And it's a family heirloom. And what if the guy, he always imagined his fiance and his wife wearing this ring that had been passed down in the family through generations. And so I didn't say anything else because I felt kind of bad. And I don't know, that's where it was left. I didn't push it any further.
Yeah, that was my fear, that it was going to be a sentimental thing. Because I was like, it could either be an economical choice, like he just wants to have an heirloom that he doesn't have to pay for. But also, like, my big fear was, what if he had this really special relationship with his grandmother, and now you've just we've just squashed that dream, Lisa.
You just spit in his grandmother's face.
Oh, God, no.
So at this point, what happens?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm torn. I mean, it's more important not to hurt his feelings, because I love him. I want to be married to him, you know. But I don't know.
Do you think you would want, if he proposes with that ring, do you think you'd be happy in the moment? And then, like, maybe you consider asking him to get you a different ring afterwards. Do you think you could do that?
Maybe, or maybe a ring to wear in addition. I mean, it's expensive, though. But, or maybe somehow repurpose the ring. I don't know if that would be, you know, go against the tradition.
Would it really get into your head that much? So if he proposes with this thing and you really don't like it because it's not your style, when you're showing everybody, just from a woman's standpoint, does that really get it does?
Okay. Sorry.
So you're not proud of it, so you don't even, you almost don't want to share it?
It's not that you're not proud of it. I don't think it's that she's not proud of it. It's just, it's not her style. It's not what she would normally wear. So, like, it would be like if Bart got me a gold ring. I don't wear gold. Like, I wear silver all the time. So it would just be out of place.
Is there a guy's equivalent? You know, like, Eliza has made me like bracelets that aren't my style, but it's a sentimental thing, so I'll keep it on until it falls off. Uh-huh.
What if it was a watch you had to wear every day for the rest of your life? Like, I think watches are kind of the equivalent.
It wouldn't bother me that much. It wouldn't. Like, if it came from, like, Tiffany's grandfather passed away in the war or something, and I wore watches, I would wear it, and I wouldn't think twice about it.
But it's an ugly watch that you don't like. Think of it that way. Like, it's you look at it, and you're like, that is not me. That is not my style. Maybe somebody else's, but I really do not like that watch at all. And then you have to wear it every single day. And if you take it off, you will get questioned why you took the watch off and why do you not love your spouse anymore.
I would show my love by wearing it so much that I break it.
Plot twist. I don't hate it.
All right, Lisa, keep us posted.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, see you now. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.